This is an introduction to the rules of baseball. Let me begin with a small warning. Even if you've played a ton of baseball, watched a ton of baseball, coached a ton of baseball, if you have not sat down and read the rules in detail, you don't know the rules of baseball. There are a lot of mythical rules around. We'll go through just a few here. The first is that the hands are part of the bat. They are not. The bat is the bat, the hands are the player, and there are no interchangeable parts. If a ball appears to hit both the hands and the bat, the ruling depends on which the ball hit first. If the ball hits the hands first, then it's a hit by pitch, even if it immediately touches the bat after hitting the hands. If the ball hits the bat first, the ball is live. Once it hits the hands, then it's both dead and foul. This will usually happen in the batter's box. Here's another one. The tie goes to the runner. There is no such thing as a tie in baseball. We teach our umpires that they are so good that they will know to the millisecond what happened first, and then they'll call it the right way. Obviously, we're not machines, we don't have replay, but we will do our best to make this call correctly. But the main point of addressing this is that the umpire is making a definitive call based upon what they saw happen. Here's another one. A tag up is a force play. This can be tricky. On any fly ball, base runners cannot safely advance until the ball is caught or touched by the defense. Then they're free to leave their base. However, if a runner leaves the base early and the defense makes a catch on the fly, the base runner now needs to go tag up or be subject to appeal. The defense, when they throw the ball back behind the runner, is appealing that the runner didn't properly tag up. We all understand the ruling here. If the ball gets back before the runner, then the runner is out. But the reason we need to define this is that on a force play, when the batter doesn't safely get to first base, no runs may score if that out is the third out of an inning. But since the tag up is an appeal play, a runner can score between the fly out and the appeal. Here's a couple of examples. Force play, runner on first and third, one out. Batter hits a ground ball to a double play. The runner on third touches the plate before the out is made at first. Since the out at first is a force out, the batter cannot score. On the other hand, we have an appeal play. Runners on first and third and one out. Fly ball to deep center field. The center fielder makes the catch. The runner on third legally tags, but the runner on first is late. The outfielder, seeing this, throws the ball in, and the infielders throw it to first in order to double up the runner on first on appeal for the third out. But in this instance, if the runner from third scored before the out was made at first, that run will count.